News Innovation 6 podcasts are a series of interviews in which we ask thought leaders and innovators at the forefront of the marketing and communication industries 6 key questions. In this series, we examine how companies are changing and adapting to the challenges of a more dynamic, consumer-controlled marketing environment.
Welcome to AdNews Innovation 6 podcasts. I'm Peter Stevenson from On Communications, and today we're talking with Terry Savage, Executive Chairman of the Cannes Lions International Advertising Festival. Hi Terry, how are you?
G'day Pete, I'm well, thanks.
Welcome to Six Questions. We're here today to talk to you about your role in Cannes. You're in close contact with a lot of the top global marketers and agency heads in Europe, UK and the US. I suppose what we're looking to do is hear your point of view on some of the trends that are occurring in the industry these days. Just firstly, we're all well aware of the way that consumers are controlling media consumption and personalising the way in which media now plays a role in their lives. How well do you reckon the industry is adjusting to these new dynamics?
Well, Peter, I think they are adjusting, but I also think that the dynamic of how fast things are changing mean that there's not a finite position that anyone can take right now. There are so many new opportunities, so many new platforms emerging. And I think that's one of the great things about Cannes. It's an opportunity where people can get together and talk and try and find their way through what is effectively a maze of opportunity. And people are trying to assess which are the ones that are going to go forward and which are the ones that won't go forward.
In a way, it's really sort of a continual work in progress with constant change. We're living change now. So is that what's really happening? Is you're finding at the festival, you're getting a lot of people interacting and really making sure they're up to speed with what's going on?
No, I think that's the whole point. Now, and when we're saying this, I think the one thing that the festival has ascertained in the last couple of years is that traditional media entries are holding up pretty strongly. So it's not a case of the fact that they're necessarily collapsing at all, but certainly the new categories and the new innovations that people are bringing to Cannes in terms of seminars, in terms of workshops, in terms of marketing promotions that we're actually doing at Cannes are running the whole gambit of opportunity. And if you look at our seminars, we've got seminars this year on mobile phones, on gaming opportunities. Every new niche is being explored.
Where do you think advertising's heading in the future? What are the changes you're seeing right now in the kind of work that's been put forward this year?
Well, I think probably titanium sort of encapsulates what's going to be happening in the future. I think the silo mentality will disappear more and more, and I think people are going to be looking for the great big central core idea from which media extensions naturally flow as opposed to being forced. And I think that's the opportunity people are really going to be looking at, that they can deliver an idea that relates on a very individualistic basis in the mediums that they use.
It's almost a different kind of campaign planning in a way, where you need the media neutral approach at the beginning in conjunction with a strong creative idea, which is then massaged through a number of different platforms.
Yeah, exactly, and I think those two facets have got to sit together and will sit together very, very closely.
In terms of campaign planning processes, are you getting a feeling that clients and agencies are really acknowledging the traditional ways have to go, that yeah, it's a revolution and given all the change that they have to move on and explore different ways of achieving this?
Look, I think revolutions are very rare. I think evolutions are far more common, and I think that's what we're looking at here. I think you will see it can this year. Bob Greenberg of RGA is doing a great seminar on the model is dead, you need to fix it. And he has a particularly extreme point of view in that regard. But I think most of it is evolution, finding your way through the maze as opposed to throwing out what you've already got. That isn't going to happen.
Where do you see, I mean, the Titanium Awards were great. Obviously, it's been a big success. How are you guys going to adapt to the speed of change? Will you be introducing awards or categories for branded content or for advergaming or mobile advertising or even podcasting? Where's it heading?
Look, I think that Cannes is a reflection of the ad business. and we will have categories when we think the times are right and that they're real categories. I mean, some of these things are going to fly, some of them aren't going to fly, and I'm not going to go and introduce a category that, in fact, starts to die away in 2 years' time. So we've got to remember that we're reflecting what's happening in the business, and we will introduce in due course if it's appropriate. And having said that, I mean, what we've tried to encompass in introducing new categories, a lot of people say, oh, Cairns just trying to make more money. That possibly is true, but I think the real ethos we're trying to say is that the sum of the parts of what we see as the titanium opportunity should also be available in the silos. And some of those are going to grow and some of those are going to diminish. And some will form parts of categories. Like right now, we have mobile telephony opportunities within our interactive category. I think in time, that has possibly the potential to broaden out and become its own category. But time will be the test of that. The theory is fantastic. The opportunity looks brilliant. But you've still got a maze of issues to go through to see if it's a real medium in the future.
Terry, what about mobile phone marketing? I mean, it's a big buzz all around the world. They're calling it the third screen in the US and hyping it, saying it's going to be a big thing. What are you seeing?
Look, I think the level of interest from people trying to participate in Cairns this year in that field is very, very high. And in fact, we are launching in conjunction with Mediacom this year a service to our delegates, whereas we will text them the latest soccer results from the World Cup. We will text them the seminar times. We will text them the World Cup, the Grand Prix winners. So it's that sort of initiative that is clearly in play. And in fact, this year in Cannes, for the first time, we are holding a young creative film competition, which we've never done before. And the competition is about shooting a 30-second commercial for the mobile phone. But the twist is they're shooting it on a mobile phone, a Nokia mobile phone, and editing it on a Final Cut Pro. So this will be screened on the Saturday Night Awards ceremony, and the quality, I'm certain, even though it's shot on a mobile phone, will be there for all to see.
That's great, and it's a good way of really showcasing innovation and giving people a shot at it.
Well, exactly, and I think it's probably a bit of a wake-up call to the production industry in that sense as well, that this is just not round the corner, it's turning the corner.
Makes a lot of sense. Terry, you've had big success getting a lot of top marketers from all around the world to attend the Cannes. How'd you manage it? Was it the golden beaches and large cocktails, or was there something else going on there?
I think the client has understood that creativity is the one area that is procurement department free. It's a great differentiator. It's something that can't be screwed down. And I think they are showing a genuine intent on two areas. A, understanding the process a lot better, and B, also trying to show to the creative community that they are in fact on their side, that they want to understand the creative community better and they want the creative community to understand them better. I think the other issue, because we have broadened into a whole range of areas like sales promotion, media, direct marketing, it's the one place they can go and see everything in the one melting pot and see how one area interrelates to the other. And I think that's a huge plus for them. I think the important thing from our perspective with the client is they've come and they've enjoyed it and they've got something from it. So they're coming back year after year after year. And to us, that was always the biggest test. There was always a chance they would come, but would they come back? And they're voting clearly with a view that, yes, we're coming back and, yes, we're bringing more people back each year.
Yeah, and we're talking about the big players here. We're talking about the serious global multinational companies.
We're talking about the serious global multinationals. I think Procter & Gamble were one of the first that that seriously put in big numbers. But if you look at our list this year, it's a who's who of global brands, a who's who of national brands. And we're seeing more and more each year clients come, not just from the big global companies, but from the big national brands as well.
What about down this way? You're getting a lot of Aussie, Kiwi companies.
For the first time this year, we've got Australian clients attending. We've got Lion Nathan. We have Telstra attending, and I think we have Toyota attending, and there's still a few weeks left. It's got to remember at least a third of our registrations come in the last 6 weeks before the festival, so there's still plenty of opportunity for that to grow.
And Terry, believe that media entries are up. You're getting a lot more interest in this area, which is probably not surprising given what's happening.
Well, media entries have been fantastic, and a bit the same happened with Direct last year. There's a point in Cannes where the category just comes of age. Direct last year rose from 900 entries to 1,600 entries in 1 year. And media this year, last year we had 970 entries, and this year it's risen dramatically to 1,550 entries. To the point where we've in fact had to engage five more jury members, so large has the category now become, to enable it to be judged properly.
What's the feeling about the standard of work that you're seeing this year? I know that's a generalisation, but...
I think the reality from my perspective, I haven't seen any of the work this year. I'm too busy organising. I leave that to the jury, and I just make us all ready, make sure it's all ready for them to judge.
Okay, well, look, that's fair enough. Terry, now for probably the most important and final question is, we've got to know here, we're really going to put you on the spot. Do the Aussies really party hardest at Cannes?
I'm not sure that they do necessarily.
Who holds the title?
Look, it depends on the night, I suspect. But the Scandinavians know how to hold a party, I can tell you. And the clients know how to party. There was this view, I know, that was held by some creatives that when the clients come, the partying would stop. Well, that certainly hasn't happened. The clients are there. The only difference is the clients may leave the bar at 4 o'clock in the morning, but they're back working again at 8 o'clock the following morning, where I'm not sure some of the others are back at 8 o'clock the following morning.
As they say, what goes on tour stays on tour. Thanks for that. We've really appreciated spending some time with you today. And all the best with this year's Cannes Lions International Advertising Festival. Check it out, folks, at cannelion.com. Plus, courtesy of Cannes Lion International Advertising Festival, somebody out there, whoever it is, get online at adnews.com.au and go for it. You will have the opportunity to win an individual access pass to the Cannes Online Archive. This is a one-year membership opportunity, folks. Somebody out there is going to win it. Terry and the guys at the festival have donated it to us, and it's up for grabs. So visit adnews.com.au and go for it.
This AdNews Innovation 6 podcast is an initiative from Advertising News, On Communications and Stellar Sound. AdNews is Australia's top-selling advertising, marketing and media magazine.